Republicans have formally nominated Trump. And the Montgomery County School Board has approved a contract for new superintendent and more. She will earn a salary of $215,000 and will be eligible for a performance-based raise after her first year. The salary was negotiated down from an initial $227,000. Some board members say it is still too high. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey, Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you'll get to your dreams faster because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems. 334-229-9975. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First time caller, sent to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Plus, Sweet Creek Farm Market down 231. Go see the Ingrams. They have strawberries and peaches, and you will love them. Let's bring in the beloved mayor of the city of Montgomery, the one and only Todd Strange.
Whoa, look at that sitting ovation we're getting.
Wow.
Everybody in the studio is sitting.
Tell me on your thrill level of the Supreme Court ruling on the Ed Richardson case.
It's off the chart. It's off the chart. You know, you know what the reading and writing say. You know what the words say, but you never know how it's going to be interpreted. And obviously, it just put a halt to the whole process of intervention for a good 3 months, and it really put us behind the eight ball. But we did, in fact, get the decision. As I understand it, I don't understand the legalities of this, but it's another day or so before there can be an appeal or something like that. So there's some time to run. But I am thrilled with it. It does validate what we've always thought, and it really helps, I think, the local board get some clarity to where we are. And it would have an opportunity to have both of those entities working closer together. And so I'm certainly expecting that, because it's one thing to have the authority. It's the other thing to not act like it. Yep. And from that standpoint, we cannot move forward without the local board. And the local board, frankly, needs some help of some guidance at the state level, because we've got a board collectively that has not made good decisions over the last several years.
Before we get to city business, I thought that you had a seat at the table when it was coming to the superintendent of the Montgomery Public School System.
That is correct. I did have a seat at the table. I had access to all the documents and involved in all the conversations, executive sessions, but did not have a vote.
Let me play the story here. The superintendent gets big pay and a car allowance.
The school system has a permanent superintendent. The big question is, how much will the system pay her? The board has been discussing contract negotiations all day. WSFA 12 News reporter Morgan Young joins us live from the MPS Central Office. And Morgan, we understand they may have come to an agreement.
Val, yes, after going back and forth and the board even asking Dr. Moore which salary would work best for her, they have reached an agreement. And in a 4-2-1 vote, that's 4 in favor, 2 opposed, and 1 abstaining, they have come to an agreement on these terms. A $215,000 salary, a one-time $5,000 moving expense paid, and a monthly $1,000 car allowance. Now, I want to put this in perspective for you. The original salary that was discussed was $227,500. Board President Robert Porterfield said that salary would have made Dr. Moore the second highest paid superintendent in the state of Alabama, behind a system that is not under intervention and behind a system that receives a substantially higher amount of local funding than Montgomery Public Schools does.
You know, $1,000 car allowance, you used to be in the car business. I looked up an LS470 lease out there, and you're talking about $699 for one of the most expensive cars that is made in America.
Wow. Well, my wife has a... let me just say that I have a vehicle that's pretty nice, and it's $500 a month. Hers vehicle is like $650 a month. So you can get the nicest there is out there. But let me just be clear. I didn't have anything or any seat at the table relative to the compensation side.
Okay,
only the selection. Let me just say this, though. Candidates.
The contract wasn't part of what you worked on?
No, was not. The selection only. Now, maybe I could have.
Do you think she was a good selection?
Of the four that were there, mm-hmm. She's the only one that could have been selected. And here's at the end of the day what it's all about. The four that was there, she was, in fact, the only one. And because she's already on retirement, it would not have been, if that's who they wanted. And I did support that from a standpoint of she was, in fact, the only one of the four. But if they wanted her and were going to get her, then she was going to have to be paid at something in that level. Otherwise, she'd be working for free because of the retirement. What was more important to me was that if she didn't work out, that there'd be an opportunity to cancel the contract and not have to pay the balance of the contract.
And that is the clause, that is the one-year clause that I read in the contract.
That is, and I've not seen the contract. I know that was the conversation that Ed Richardson and I had, and that was my understanding was what's going to be there. Whether it's there or not, I don't know.
I'm fascinated to hear why the other three were not qualified, because I mean, you use that pretty with a lot of certainty.
I can only tell you that based on my conversations with a myriad of people, including those that knew her, worked with all of them in their respective positions, there were some baggage on every single solitary one of them. In her scenario, she did good things in Huntsville on the academic side. It was the financial side that was not her cup of tea. And the fact that state and Jason Taylor can have control of that, I think that was the mitigating factor on that. That's why I think it's important to have the short fuse, a short lease. If she's doing well and she's doing good, what's $215,000 or $220,000? But if she's not, then we need to be able to make a change. Because what we really need is a change agent. We need not somebody that can run it forever, but somebody that can come in working with the intervention and be a change agent.
That's Ed Richardson.
Well, he's gone. He's gone. And to the extent that he is, I've only had a couple of opportunities to visit with Eric Mackey. I'm going to try to do that more. I know he's committed to the intervention. I know that he's committed to working with the local board. But what we've got to have is a local board that's willing to work with him. And I think the fact that the Supreme Court now has declared that is the ultimate authority, they may be more willing to do that. I've seen some of the votes that have come down that I think I have hope for that. I have hope for the fact that we can make some modifications. I'll give you, for instance, we have a big military presence here.
Yeah.
And when the magnet schools, and you can argue all day long whether we need to have magnets or not, whether that was our issue or not, but we have them, and they're good, and they do make a difference. When you have to decide or try to get your kid in the magnet school, the military doesn't have a clue whether they're even going to be here or not. So they're blocked out from the get-go. Well, Huntsville and other places that have big military presence, what they do is they hold 10, 5, whatever the number, on a lottery basis for just the military when they come and know about it, whether they expand the number or just hold out. And so we tried to get that a couple, 3 years ago, and the local board just said no, tough. But I think now we're going to be able to do that. And that speaks volumes to the military about how we appreciate them. And I know that the new superintendent has, in fact, met with the leadership of Maxwell because it's a very critical element of it.
Let's go to the phone. So Deb Brubaker has a question and a comment.
Yes, sir.
Hello, gentlemen. Always glad to hear the mayor on the phone.
Heard you this morning, too.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Well, thank you. I just want to say that, you know, the AEA, just when you think it's safe to go back in the water, the AEA does something like gin up that lawsuit that just delayed resolution of a lot of problems in Montgomery. I wrote the Intervention Act, and it says very clearly that once the state board votes to intervene, the superintendent shall have all operational control. I mean, there was no issue really even to litigate. But, and I think it ended up delaying a lot of things that needed to happen. But no question. I wanted to ask you guys was, am I correct? Is this the same person that ran the intervention in Selma?
Which one?
The superintendent.
And Moore?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Is that the case? She was in, I know she was in Huntsville. But
I
thought Larry DeGera was in Selma as well.
I think she was in Selma.
Angela was in Selma.
Well, if it is,
I will do it. Well, I mean, my phone doesn't work, so I can't get somebody from the city to come.
The Selma intervention went very well.
Yeah.
And they made a lot of improvements in a short time, and that speaks well. And I think it's the same person. So I have very high hopes for the superintendent. And Lord knows, nobody in the sound of, in reach of your radio show, has any interest in seeing the superintendent fail.
Nay.
We have got to succeed. And as a merchant in this town, I don't want anybody else leaving because they feel like they got to go to another county to get good public education.
Amen on that one. And we thought from the very beginning, as a matter of fact, the mediation that was ordered in the original suit acknowledged, and AEA even acknowledged, that the state superintendent had all the rights and responsibilities as set out in the statute. I guess they just had a different interpretation of what those rights and responsibilities were, because that was the lawsuit, and it all came because of the George Washington deal.
Oh, absolutely. But anyway, thanks for taking
Dick,
the call.
By the way, Dick, I quote you all the time on your piece of legislation, and it was crazy. Anybody who would read the bill would know,
right,
it is clear as a bell, the superintendent can do whatever he wants to.
Right.
Well, right, and what we did was we had an elected body start the intervention because that's appropriate. I didn't want the state superintendent, I didn't want to turn him into the, you know, the king of the world,
right,
and just be able to go. But once the state board votes, it is the state superintendent is in charge. He can set the local board completely aside if that's what he thinks is necessary to improve the system. So, I mean, the bill could not have been clearer, and I was very disappointed in AEA's action on that because it helped absolutely no one.
Well, it brought us to the brink with teachers, with parents, students, not
crazy,
knowing what their,
yeah,
future was going to be.
And with GW, you know, that's the only piece of property they've got to sell that they've got a customer for that values, right, the building, that wants to use it as a school.
Right.
So that's the only one they're going to get a bunch of money for. And to jeopardize that sale for a lawsuit that I'm pretty sure the AEA knew they were not going to win, I do not understand their motivation.
They were just
not
trying to slow it down. That's
well,
it was
very, very seldom do I personally interject myself into the fight. But all I could see was 400 to 600 teachers and workers being outsourced and laid off. And I just did not feel that ought to happen when we had a viable option, and that was the George Washington sale, which was going to be closed anyway. So it just didn't make any sense.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. One of these days we'll talk about Dick and what he tried to do for the local system. He, along with some other legislators, got us almost $700,000 to do a pilot program in Montgomery that we kicked off, and we were about 6 months into that. I thought had high hopes of marrying social organizations with a couple of schools, E.D. Nixon and Davis, to kind of remove all the obstacles for teachers to teach and for kids to learn, but yet the local board decided they didn't want to do that and use the money for other things.
News 93.1 FM, Red Top, hang on for me, my friend. Going to come back with Mayor Todd Strange.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti, all in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram truck, Chrysler, Dodger, Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery. Only at Brubaker.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Mary's giving me an iPhone lesson. You techie, you. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Okay, Red Top, you've been extremely patient here with us. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Oh, warm. Hoping something will fall from the clouds. I'm not sure if I can identify it anymore.
Yeah. Well, we've got a big event Saturday night with the League of Municipality. We're having an outdoor welcoming party, so we're monitoring it hour by hour. And the further into it we go, the less the chance of rain.
That's good.
Gosh, isn't that ironic?
Yep.
I want to ask you about Montgomery's water system because the school system gives me a massive headache. This is the biggest money pit and the biggest mess I've ever seen in my life. And I our water system. Has our water system been improved, upgraded to account for all the opioids and amphetamines and drugs in the water system to keep it from getting back into the river and into our drinking water? Most municipalities have not and are testing very positive for all that. Yeah. Has Montgomery's water system been upgraded to eliminate these toxins from our drinking supply?
You're going to be surprised, I think, by this answer. And the answer is, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because the water and sewer system is not run by the city of Montgomery.
Privately
it is a
held.
Privately held company that Richard Hannon is the chairman of the board and Buddy Morgan is, in fact, the general manager. But having said that, we historically do everything that we can to protect that water supply, and I would be absolutely shocked if we've not taken, we, the water system, has not taken all precautions to make sure that that does not occur. We've got...
Mayor, I would not be surprised because all the city water systems they tested had done nothing. And I'm not going to say I'm disappointed because, you know, you got a lot of stuff to do, but I am. This is important. You're the mayor of this city, and we need to know what's going on with all the drugs in our water system. Who do we call to find out? Who's going to give us a report to let us know?
When I get off this phone, I mean this show, I'm going to call Richard Hanna and ask that question. He's the chairman of the board. Buddy Morgan's the vice. I mean the...
This is extremely important to our health. And as a matter of fact, the amphetamines in the water are even making mosquitoes breed faster in our area.
Let me tell you just peripherally what I do know. You know, it's not in my nature to file a lawsuit against the big four. We didn't do it in BP. Many other communities did. When we were evaluating the cost associated with this opioid crisis and whether we had a case or not, we did, in fact, have the conversation with the Water and Sewer Board about whether this was something that would be very costly from a standpoint of trying to recapture cost. And I did not hear from them an alarm that they were not prepared through whatever their normal procedures were, and we had to rely on just the fire and police calls and training and things like that to make our case to join into the opioid lawsuits. So I'll make the call, and all I can tell you is call the water board and try and ask for Buddy Morgan, and I know he knows the answer, but I have not been made aware that it is an issue, and I would suspect we were in full compliance. I suspect ADEM might know as well, because ADEM regulates the water supplies.
Gotcha. And could we get rid of the city ordinance that makes people put their beer in a paper sack? It is the year 2018. That is absurd. It costs merchants a ton of money every year. Why is that ordinance still there?
My executive officer says that is not a local ordinance. That is a state law.
God. No wonder Alabama.
Matt Gibson. Call
all back. That's your legislator.
Thank you, Mayor.
Take care. Thank you, Rick.
Let me go to a break. Jim, hang on for me. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange, and we'll be back right after this.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
Up in Washington, they always know better. Politically correct nonsense, I say.
Alabama Governor, conservative Kay Ivey.
When special interests wanted to tear down our historical monuments, I said no and signed a law to protect them. We can't change or erase our history, but here in Alabama, we know something Washington doesn't. To get where we're going means understanding where we've been.
With conservative Kay Ivey, Alabama is working again. In just her first year as governor, Ivey cleaned up the corruption mess and banned lobbyists from executive appointments. Plus, Ivey delivered 4,000 new jobs at Toyota Mazda, the lowest unemployment in Alabama history. And now Ivey signed the largest middle-class tax cut in over a decade.
I'm Kay Ivey. Alabama is working again.
And this is just the beginning. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems. 334-229-9975.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Transcripts are released now of Donald Trump Jr.'s interview last fall with a Senate panel looking into Russian election meddling.
Donald Trump Jr. said he could not recall if he and his father ever discussed the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. He also told Senate Judiciary Committee investigators that his father never expressed to him his frustrations with the investigation, and his father never discussed the question of pardons for individuals related to the Russian investigation.
Fox's John Decker at the White House, where President Trump's responded to the North Korean government threatening to cancel his meeting with Kim Jong-un as being a one-sided attempt to end that country's nuclear weapons program.
We haven't seen anything. We haven't heard anything. We will see what happens.
Either way, he says he'll insist on North Korean denuclearization. That meeting is supposed to take place June 12th in Singapore. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The temperatures are down a bit, but the rain chances are up. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, of course, with a high today in the middle 80s, low tonight in the upper 60s, and then Thursday and Friday. Risk for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. Mid-80s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, then over the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, not much change. Still a better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening, highs in the upper 80s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with Benjamin Moore New Look. Come down May 12th through the 18th to claim your free tiny tryout and be entered in for your chance to win 5 gallons of premium interior paint. Free sample and entry for free paint. Benjamin Moore New Look. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Man, is that vintage here for Hamburger Night last night? It was outstanding. Man.
Sherry Myers is in town, and there's a group of us having dinner with her at that location tonight.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
I'm assuming they paid you to say that.
indirectly. They've got a new drink menu and a new menu. It's really,
really
good.
That's good.
There's a drink called the Veranda. It's a little sweet for me, but it is good.
Has it got any alcohol in it? You know, the mayor can't be seen in public drinking.
Yeah, you and my boy. Never mind. We won't.
You know who owns Vintage here, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
I feel so privileged.
and we're so honored.
Every time I hear the complaining about the school system, there's one person I always think of. Dr. Barbara Thompson. How much did the city waste on that contract?
Zero.
And how long was she employed after she was how long did you pay her after she was let go?
City never paid her. The superintendent is a Board of Education employee. Board of Education is an independently elected body. She was never engaged as a employee or as a consultant for the city. It's always the Board of Education.
Okay.
And I don't know how long I don't know what the negotiated settlement agreement was, but I don't think it was long.
Well, I heard that she stayed on as some kind of advisory person. I don't know.
Not to us. Not to the city.
But to Montevallo, though.
Montevallo.
Yeah. Didn't she do something for Montevallo?
No.
You were on the board of Montevallo.
Yeah, I'm chairman of the board. She didn't do anything in Montevallo.
No, I heard she stayed around, and she was paid by somebody in this area. I mean, some city group or whatever.
I don't know that. I suspect that in the settlement agreement for her to step down or resign or get fired, there was probably a stipend paid to her, which was a part of her contract. Because technically, I would assume, except for calls, and I doubt that she got terminated for calls, she was entitled to a 3-year contract. And I don't remember the details about when she was terminated, but obviously there had to be some kind of settlement agreement. But to my knowledge, she was never hired by the chamber, although there was a big rumor about that. She was hired by the city. There was a big rumor about that. None of that occurred as far as I know.
She should have been sued. I mean, she was the one that gave the false credentials. It's just a common person's way of thinking. Yeah. If you lied about it, you know, there's no way you're still going to get paid. And if she signed a 3-year contract, they probably paid her every nickel in fear that she was going to countersue.
Yeah, I really don't know the details what involved in that. The only thing I will tell you is that she did get her PhD just in the last couple of months from Auburn, and I'm not sure exactly how all that came about, but I know in her conversations early on, it was always all but dissertated, ABD or something like that was, and then somebody used the term doctor and it got in writing, and I think it just stuck.
They didn't stop it. Okay, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the telephone call. Let's go to Urbanite. Urbanite, you have a question for Mayor Todd Strange?
Hey, yeah, Mayor. It's basically a comment and a question.
Yes, sir.
Comments, of course, about the school system. I really hope you stand fast on your charter school and keeping the magnet schools in place. I know a lot of people think taking the good kids out of the school hurts the system, but let's face it, the system is so broken that you'd only retard the growth of the good kids. And the other thing is, why not ask Uncle Sam to build DOD schools here in Montgomery.
Yeah.
You can put the military kids back on base. That could take, I know it would take federal funding away from the school system, but hey, they haven't deserved the money for a very long time. And my real question
Before you ask the question, let me comment on that, because there has been a lot of conversations. The base is, in fact, asking for DOD schools. The problem is, if you don't live on base under policy, you can't go to the DOD school.
Oh, that's what the rub was?
I was wondering about that. That's what the rub is. Okay. If you don't live on base, you can't go to the DOD school.
Okay, here's the other
one. Hold on 1 second, Urban Knight. But I understand that you can get a waiver from the Secretary of the Air Force.
I'm not aware of that. That's what Eric Schaffa, who's the wing commander, has told me.
Okay.
He did not tell me anything about a waiver.
No, that is true.
What they're trying to get is being able to go from 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, because all they got is 1 through 8 on base right now.
Interesting.
Anyway, what's your question?
When is the next time we can expect a convention-level hotel to be built?
Not in the next 5 years, because it takes that long to get stuff in process, and everyone that we're dealing with is 120 room property, 130 room property that would complement the 100,000 square feet exhibit space that we have there at the Renaissance. That's not our problem. The problem is we don't have enough sleeping rooms within a walkable, easy commute distance to the convention center, because we actually have two convention center three actually, with the DoubleTree. They got a smaller, and then the Embassy Suite can handle up to 400 or 500 dinners, and then of course Renaissance can do up to what, 1,000, 1,500,
something
like that.
But as you increase room capacity and try to increase conventions, don't you run into a rotation problem? Not being able to rotate out space in time? That's why you need more space.
Well, from a standpoint of a convention hotel, government would not, local government, let me put it that way, would not be the group to do that. I can see Dr. Bronner expanding. I can see John Tampa coming in here and do some other things. I can see Mark Buller, Marjam, coming in and doing some of those things. But I do not think the demand would show today or the next 3 years that we need another convention hotel. We still need some rooms to support the convention hotel. Because right now, you get above 5,000-person convention, you're tight. With these additional 800 to 1,000 rooms, we can go probably 8,000, maybe even 10,000. And so that's one of those walking before you start running.
Urbanite, thanks for the telephone call. I tell you, you want an eye-opener, and I'm dying to know what the tax situation is. Go to Airbnb in Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And got a lot of them.
It is amazing. Yeah. And all these, you know, the new built loft apartments and such that people are doing.
Yeah, I know. I found that out the other day.
I mean, I was trying. I don't know if they're paying lodging tax or not.
As a matter of fact, I have that on my desk to inquire, because a couple of the properties downtown I've heard had about 5 rooms committed to Airbnb. I think they are, but I'm not positive.
That's interesting. Let's talk local city revenues.
Yeah, decent. Well, actually, compared to past year or two, they're up. Last month was really good. We're expecting at the end of this month, which would be the April revenues, we're expecting them to be really out of the ceiling, maybe up 4 or 5%. We're kind of at that 3% level right now. Business license fees are up a good little bit, up over $1 million. So that's very positive. And
that's because, their gross revenues are up?
Yeah, absolutely. Because business licenses are predicated on your revenue stream. And ad valorem taxes are up as well. So it means property values are going up.
That's amazing. I can really feel a difference in the economy, and I certainly feel it in my client base and people who have businesses and expanding and things like that.
I heard Bill Gates and Warren Buffett on one of the radio shows as I was driving back from the beach a
couple of weeks ago, and they talked about the risk-reward, said that in today's marketplace, you can generally get a 3-3.5 riskless return. If you go beyond a 4% expected return, you got to take risk. And then it's just a matter of how much risk that you want to take. And so from our perspective, you know, there are things that government can do that are riskless, but they produce a reward. Where government gets in trouble is you do risky things and they don't work out.
Right.
And then you got to figure out how you can make turtle soup out of a turtle. And you know, the...
Well, possums are...
Well, no, the recycling facility is a classic example. That was forward-thinking, tried to minimize our risk. The business deal was, if it didn't work, we'd own the facility. We'd find the right people to do it, to operate, even if we had to. And
where are we on that?
Well, we're pretty doggone close to getting the agreement signed. But as you have read, the commodity pricing is just going south, and the group that we're talking to is only thinking about aluminum, glass, and plastic, and the rest of the cardboard and paper and things like that get bundled for shipment elsewhere for fuel.
I'm doing my part.
Okay. Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
I stack all my little Corona bottles right there in front of Danley School.
Well, we're trying to make sure that this new company that we would go to, if we can close it in the next week or 10 days, it doesn't disrupt the garbage stream that we have today. If we have to go to Plan B, which is an international company, it's an Australian company, you're going to have to separate it at the house. You're only going to pick it up one day a week. It's going to be a pretty traumatic conversion.
I don't think you can get Montgomery to do that. There was a murder that happened a couple of nights ago. Do you know the background on this show?
I don't, except the person's been arrested as the alleged shooter is not a Montgomeryan. They came in from the metropolitan area to commit the crime.
Came up from how far away from Montgomery?
About 2 miles. Another city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, another city.
Interesting.
North of here.
So a whack job.
Well, you know, I asked Matt the other day, I don't personally know.
And was this drug-induced?
We would think it might have something to do in that arena, but I'm not positive.
Where are we on strength of police force?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I knew you would. We're technically...
340.
Yeah, we're technically at 487, up one or two from the last month, but we've got 12 that are coming out of class here in a week or two, and then we've got another class that we would hope to have as many as 30, but it'd probably be more like 25. So they'll start in June. So pretty soon, in say 20 weeks or so, if we don't have any tremendous amount of separations, retirements, things like that, we could get in that 5-10, 5-15 range. It's been our goal.
What I want to do is go to a break, come back, and ask you about the pension option that you were considering.
Sure.
We'll talk about that when we get back to our show. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news.
That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Autauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, 3 boys, and 5 grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Autauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hallelujah. I think my phone's about to turn back on. The magic of our high-tech mayor in the house. I've got several issues I want to try to get to before the top of the hour. Let's talk about the retirement thing for police officers in particular, but it actually applies to all city employees.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a city retirement that's about $380 million. The heartburn I have with it is it's pretty archaic in its organization and governance. You would think that something that important, you'd have maybe the mayor ought to be on the board.
You think so, Chief Executive Officer?
Well, let's just say maybe not. Well, you sure think the Chief Financial Officer ought to be on the board.
Very correct.
Well, neither one of those, by statute, are on the board. Now, there's a great board, and they hire
out. They just don't have everybody on there.
They don't have everybody on there. And we're about 60% funded. So from the long-term viability of this fund, and we're not going to go broke tomorrow, but as retirement goes, and we move from about a 22% of payroll helping our retirement to 45% of payroll over a 25-year time frame to keep the benefit in place, we felt it was just a better viable option to join about 800 other governmental agencies and go to the RSA. And so we petitioned to do that. We had to go to the legislature to get permission to ask. We got legislative approval. We asked. They've agreed. The actuaries have looked at it. It's going to cost us a dime or two more to do that because you've got a fund. But we're now in the process of educating all of our employees. And sometime in the June, July time frame, we'll take a vote. And it has to have a majority.
I was asked a question over dinner one time about this for the city. What is the biggest issue that you see Montgomery faces other than education?
That's a very interesting question. You cannot take education out of the equation.
No, education is without a doubt the number one.
But what we've got to come up with is the quality people that can be employed in all of the jobs that we're creating. We're at about 3.8% unemployment right now.
That's
one of
amazing.
The lowest levels that we've had. And we've got the beginnings of a viable workforce development, both locally and statewide, but we've got to do a better job. And I was pleased to see the governor's announcement earlier this week about her program on workforce development, because that is so important, because as we try to recruit these industries here, and frankly, we got some announcements here in the next 2 weeks that will be a substantially capital investment and a few jobs. But at the end of the day, our competition hits us over the head with the education thing and with the workforce development. And the biggest challenge of workforce development is parents and guidance counselors, because everybody says, oh, my Johnny and my Mary is going to go to college. Well, you can get a really good technical degree and get into the maintenance side of the equation and make six-digit salaries, whereas you get a degree and you go to the something else, you might be $50,000
or $45,000, $50,000. So, and a lot of debt. As a matter of fact, we're going to run a story about Praxis. I don't know if you ever heard of that group, where people are going in and doing internships. But
I think developing the quality workforce to be able to take the job, the 21st century job, that we're out there, and frankly, having some success, given all of our other issues attracting industry. We've always been in the 1, 2, or 3 position in the state in job creation.
Taking that and then doubling back to education, do you see the city, what are the odds of the city getting into the school business?
Zero. From a city school system. Yeah, the only way we can is we go for a constitutional amendment that would allow a city school system. Constitutionally, there is a provision in there in the 1938 said, in the layman's language says, that there will always be an elected board. And if you're going to have an elected board, you might as well just go ahead and try to change what you got. And that's really what we've tried to do. Three-prong approach is to get the intervention and get it going,
right,
to get alternative education, charter schools, or something else, whatever else there might be. And then third is, let's change the governance. And we've got a chance on June the 5th to impact 5 of the 7. And if we can grab 4 with people not necessarily Republicans or Democrats or blacks or whites, but just said make good decisions for the betterment of our kids and not having to have their brothers and cousins and sisters all employed or being able to have to approve every principal at every school. If we can just get them to do the governance policy stuff and hire a change agent on the superintendent side, we can make some progress pretty quickly.
I like that.
Now, we have got a train that's probably already wrecked, and that's called the accreditation report. It was supposed to be delivered to the state superintendent today. Now, whether it was or not, I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I hadn't seen anything about it. Whether it gets made public or not, I don't know. But that is going to be a horrific report. And except for what happened last Friday, getting the
superintendent.
No, not the superintendent, but getting the George Washington deal inked conditionally. There's some hurdles, but getting that done conditionally, that's a way out on the financial side. Except for that, we probably would have been put on probation. I think maybe we can work our way clear through the next 3 to 6 months to give a game plan. You won't get it done, but just put a game plan in place that hopefully they'll continue to give us some breathing room to keep accreditation from de-accreditation from happening. Because if it does, no scholarships, no Pell Grants, can't get hired by the military nor in public safety.
Do you think the report will read something along the lines of, if the George Washington school sale goes through and that money is applied, then the accreditation...
I don't know that it'd be that specific, because frankly, the report was written a ways back, and they may amend it, but I